All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, August 9th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a 13-game MLB slate later this evening, and then we had golf finally tee off today after a weather delay yesterday. So good luck to all of you playing some golf this weekend. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But all right, let's get SaberSim bowled up here. We do have a couple questions to get us started today. If anybody has any questions, now is a good time to get those in the queue. Andy said, good afternoon. What is up, Andy? First question here from Jay Sam Jr. said, how important is stacking in MLB? Is it possible to win a tournament playing nothing but one-offs? So it's definitely possible to win a tournament playing nothing but one-offs, but this kind of goes back to the conversation that we had a little bit yesterday, talking about the difference between the highest scoring lineup possible versus the winning lineup, right? I mean, big 13-game slate today, right? So that means that you have 10 players per team, 26 teams. There's, 260 available players in the player pool today. You know, to build the like if you went through every single contest tonight and you went and looked at the winning lineup in, the flagships, some of the biggest contests where you're going to need the highest score, and then, compare those to the optimal lineup. If you, take actual scores and later and you go back and like, hey, build me the highest scoring lineup possible, you're always going to be away from that lineup. Like the highest scoring lineup possible is probably going to be a bunch of one-offs, maybe a two stack or something like that. But you don't need that lineup to win, which is again, going back to like kind of why stacking is important. What you're trying to do is you're trying to capitalize on a team getting additional at bats. Every time a batter gets on, that is, one additional at bat for one more person in the lineup. And then if somebody else gets on, then, more at bats, more at bats, more at bats, more opportunities, right? You're trying to capitalize on teams who get additional opportunities to hit the ball and to score points. So stacking, you get that compound effect of runs being scored, RBIs being driven in, additional at bats. And that is like, how you really capitalize on like fantasy points, why stacking is important. You could win with one-offs, but you're ultimately entering some form of a, 8 to 10 team parlay, right? And the truth of the matter is you would probably get better odds from a sports book if you just wanted to say, hey, I want to go and pick all of the one-offs. I want to go and pick all one-offs. Well, chances are you're probably trying to get guys who are hitting home runs, getting more than one hit, maybe stealing bases, right? Stolen bases are worth like a ton of fantasy points. You would be better off saying, hey, I'm just going to go and pick 8 players that I think are going to do good today. And then I'm going to put them in one big parlay and I'm going to, put that on the sports book. Because in that case, it's just you against a sports book, right? And it's just the lines that are given. It doesn't have to do with like, I picked 8 one-offs that all hit home runs, but somebody else still ended up beating me because they scored more fantasy points with another lineup. You don't have to worry about all the other lineups in the contest. You just have to worry about hitting your parlay, right? So if you want to play DFS like that, I would recommend rather going and doing some sports betting and building some parlays out, because I think stacking is just going to be the better option night in, night out. And, you know, what you can do here, right? Just something to see this is come into like a pass late, right? Let's go back to yesterday. And then let's go to the 15. Now, in this contest, what I want to do is see, okay, how many lineups are stacked, how many lineups aren't stacked, right? So most of the lineups in here are five stacks. We have like 62, 63% five stacks. Well, maybe I want to do something where it's like, hey, I want to see how do the no stack lineups grade out sim ROI wise. So I can come into the stack exposures. I can use the magnifying glass. And then I can say, hey, show me how the nine lineups in this contest that had no stacks, how did they grade out? And lineup one, negative 26% ROI. Lineup two, negative 55% ROI. Lineup three, negative 43% ROI. Next one, negative 29%, negative 19%, negative 27%, negative 33%. And then two lineups where people did not enter a lineup. They forgot, they missed lock. But from the seven no stack lineups, all one-offs, every single one of them was at least negative 19% sim ROI, which should tell you like, hey, this is probably the wrong thing to be doing. And I shouldn't do that. So I have to recommend do not play no stack lineups. All right. Good question. And then, you know, we're able to use contest flashback a little bit here to get some additional data points of like, hey, is this actually bad? And why is it? And it's cool to be able to use the tool to back up that, you know, logic. All right, next question from Discord. When using custom projections and ownership and running contest sims, should I run it against the flagship MME or should I run it against my build? When it comes to using late swap, do I need to change the field lineups and run it against, say, MME live or against my live build lineups, mainly trying to figure out how to best use a late swap and just make sure I'm using the sims to the best of my ability to increase my chances to cash slash get a takedown. Okay. So let's talk about using custom projections and ownership with the contest sims. So if you are uploading custom projections, oh, we're still on yesterday. Let's go back to today. So if you are using custom projections, when it comes to the contest sim, we will account for it. So let's say you take Jack Flaherty from 21 points to 24, right? So when we run the contest sim and say, you know, he gets 17 points, well, we're going to give him a 3-point increase. We're going to move him from 21 to 24 here at his average. So when he gets 17, we're going to move him to 20. When he gets 27, we're going to move him to 30. This gets taken into account. These adjustments get added to the players' fantasy point outcomes in the contest sims. Custom ownership has no effect on the contest sim because the lineups are static. So if you want to go and see what lineups are being used in your contest sim, go to the contest tab, go to field lineups, and then you can click on one of these sets. So let's say I'm using the flagship MME. Okay. I click on it. I can see there are 10,000 lineups here. I can come in and look at the characteristics of the lineups. So I could see what the exposures are, the stack types, the team stacks. You know, this is like a way of estimating stack exposure where it's like, hey, you know, what are the chance, like how many, you know, Braves five stacks can I expect today? Okay, 9%. How many Braves stacks can I expect across the board? Okay, like Braves are going to be stacked like 27% today, right? So this is a way of testing stack exposure, right? But getting back to what we're talking about, adjusting the, you know, the exposures in the ownership build of the field lineups here end up becoming the ownership projections, right? So for instance, Flaherty, 40.8% exposure in the flagship MME field lineups. I go to the homepage. I see Flaherty's ownership 40.82, right? So that number matches. So this is what's happening. These are where the ownership projections come from. They come from the ownership build. Well, if I change this number, say from 40 to 45, we are not building additional field lineups. We are not changing the field lineups. The field lineups are staying the same. The only thing that the custom ownership would have an effect on would be some ownership of your lineups or any some ownership rules, any geometric mean rules. It'll adjust the average adjusted ownership for the player. So if I go, see if I can find his. Maybe I have it hidden. Average own, my own. No, adjusted ownership is here. Oh, it's right here. Okay, so I brought over the adjusted ownership column. So when Flaherty's ownership is 40%, his adjusted ownership is 43. When I move his actual ownership to 45, his adjusted ownership goes up to 49. This adjusted ownership is a variable in the SaberScore formula. So SaberScore would be adjusted, some ownership would be adjusted, and then the individual player's ownership would be adjusted. But the contest sim field lineups don't get adjusted at all. If you want your custom ownership to be accounted for in the contest sim, what you need to do is build a custom set of field lineups. And basically what that looks like is uploading your ownership, coming into this gear icon, using the match exposure to ownership option, where it's going to set min and max exposures for each player above and below the ownership that you've set. It's set to 15 by default. I think 25 is a little bit better bandwidth-wise. You would save that. It's going to autofill all these min and max exposures. And one thing I like to do here is make sure you change the number of lineups to the same size as the pool, because this will, if you're setting min and max exposure, when the build finishes and there's only 20 lineups in my lineups, it's going to give you like an error because it just can't fit that many players into all of your lineups. So it's better to just set the number of lineups equal to the pool size so you avoid that error. But that doesn't mean anything is wrong when you do it. So, and then what you would do is once, you know, you build your custom field, right? I would rename this, you know, say my field. And then I would open up a new build, build the lineups that I actually want to use. And then in my contest sim, the field lineups, I would change it to end up being my field. And if there are lineups in the my field build workspace, then it will be an available option in this dropdown. But we do have a good YouTube video walking through how to do that. It's about a 5-minute video. It'll show you how to build custom field lineups and use them with the contest sim. So let me just drop that here in the YouTube chat for everybody. And then I'll also respond in Discord, because this one did come from Discord with more with that video as well, just so you have a direct link to it. So dropping it in the YouTube chat now. And let me jump over to Discord and drop it off there. All right. Cool. So good question there. Next question. How far could we look back on contest flashback? Specifically wanted to look back and review NFL contests. So if you look at anything from like October on from last NFL season, you should be able to see everything for contest flashback. Flashback launched at the beginning of the NFL season, but I don't think it launched right away. It launched like week 2 or week 3. And we only went back and loaded up a few contests. Like, I believe, like, we only loaded up the Millie Makers from, like, weeks 1 through 3 or something like that. So you're just going to have to go back and check. But if you just start, like, week 18, week 17, week 16, you know, you're going to find that you have access to a lot of those contests. So you can go back and review them at your leisure. All right. Andrew said, I'm a former subscriber. I'm planning on coming back for the NFL season. I logged in to see subscription options as a pro plan for 150, no more. I think it was around 150. Thanks. Yes. So we did make an update to our subscription offerings. Right now we are offering what we're calling DFS Starter, which is $97, previously the standard plan, and our ultimate subscription of $297. If neither of those options work for you, you can always send us an email, support@sabersim.com, and we can let you know everything in our offer suite. But those are our primary subscription offerings at the moment. All right, question. So is it better to run against the field lineups or your own lineups? Also, what about the late swaps? Okay, so it's always good to run it against the field lineups because the ownership projections are basically saying, hey, we expect Flaherty to be in about 40% of the lineups in the field, right? When you actually run a build, you know, the builder doesn't really care what the ownership projections are. It's going to put a player in as many lineups as it wants based on the sims. So running it against the field lineups is going to be more accurate as to how your lineups are going to grade out against the other lineups in your contest. The idea of running your build against itself is kind of like a second level of thinking. So it's like, hey, you know, if I am running a build against the field lineups and Philadelphia grades out well, you know, there's kind of two things here, right? One thing you're accounting for is ownership variance. Well, let's say that, you know, we're projecting, I think we were talking about the Braves being stacked, you know, about 28%. Well, what if the Braves come in at like 35%, right? That's going to affect the outcomes, right? And maybe the Braves don't end up being as good of an option. Well, when you stack those lineups against each other, now those Braves lineups that graded out well have to fight against each other in a contest sim when you sim against yourself to see which lineups end up being better. So then you get a little bit more curation, or you're able to a kind of account for a little bit more ownership variance by doing that. And the second thing is that if there are other SaberSim users, you know, and everyone's running the contest sim and Philly's grading out well, you know, adding that second layer of contest sim helps a little bit for differentiation, right? So the idea of running the self sim is to account mostly for ownership variance for a player or a team or players not coming in at the exact ownership that the field lineups predicted. That is the biggest thing that it helps you with. As far as late swaps go, I would always run it against the regular field lineups. And the reason for that is because as contest lock, we take in the actual ownership of the player. So when lock starts at 407, you know, the Oakland and Toronto ownership is going to unlock. And then the 410 window is also going to unlock these games, right? So by about 4:30 here on the West Coast, I'm going to be able to see ownership for 6 different teams. So the builder is going to take in that information and say, hey, you know, Vlad Jr. came in at 25% instead of 20. Manny Machado came in at 10% instead of 5. And then it's going to rebuild the field lineups with that information, updating ownership for the rest of the players on the slate. So in that case, you want to take advantage of that actual information and have that information be used in your late swaps. So that is why it is better to run a late swap against the field lineup so you can take advantage of the live contest information as it is being revealed. All right. Good question there. And taking a peek here, those are all the questions in the Discord and the YouTube chat here. So reminder that we do have the build review show in about 40 minutes here. I believe we have about two or three people signed up. You know, if anybody else wants to get their lineups and builds reviewed before the weekend here, today is the day to do it, or our next build review show will be on Monday. So if anybody wants a build review, drop their username in the office hours channel in our Discord server. That way I can get to you guys. But with that said, I will see you guys all in about 40 minutes here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Looking forward to the build review show. So until then, guys, take care. Thanks. Bye.